I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Dr. Gene Hensler and Ted Parrish, chartered financial analyst. So Pete from Ackworth sent in, my son is 2 years away from college and we haven't saved much. What should we do? Well, it sort of ties into what we were just talking about. I don't believe you should go see your financial advisor, or your tax advisor, whoever you're going to rely on to structure your college planning the day you get the scholarship.
Right.
2 years before is probably a good time, but I would tell you 18 years before is probably a better time to start saving anyway. But, first of all, if you're 2 years out and you haven't saved much, the first question I have is, well, have you picked a college? Because there are big differences between what a public school in-state tuition is, which is typically about $7,000 a year, tuition and fees. Out of state, it's almost $12,000. Private four-year college is $26,000, and a public two-year college is about $3,000 a year. So, first of all, where are we going to go, and can you get any kind of financial help, i.e., scholarships, financial aid, Pell Grants? So, sitting down with the college's financial aid department is where I would start first. You can't put any of this money in stocks.
No.
If you start saving today.
Yeah.
Listen, I come from the old school. I'm 1,000 years old, as we all know.
With the inkwell.
That's it. And the quill and the whole nine yards. Listen. But listen, here's what my parents said. You got free room and board here at home. You're on your own, kid.
I understand
and,
that.
And sitting in Atlanta, Georgia today, in the suburbs and whatever, your kid can work 20 hours a week at McDonald's, which makes him enough money, okay, to give spending money and pay part of his expenses in books and stuff like that. You provide the room and board because he or she lives at home, and if necessary, you can pay the tuition. And you just pointed out that tuition is not that expensive. It's a real deal here in Georgia.
No, it is. And something else to consider, this is not parenting advice, but it is a situation
where... Let your kids know.
Well, listen, make them take out loans. Make them take out loans, especially at interest rates that they're at. If you want to give them a gift, pay it off at the end.
So you you wouldn't advise borrowing from a 401k or anything like that?
Well, if it's your last resort. Mm-hmm. In this case, if they're 2 years out, I don't know what their other financial situation is, but if it's your last resort, you certainly could.
Well, and the other thing, too, to really... Some people don't understand the difference between a grant and a loan. You know,
right.
A grant, that's money that's given to you.
Right.
You don't have to pay it
back.
That's
right. And so it's not taxable.
Going to that financial aid office and really, letting them have a good understanding of what your situation
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Can get you some free
absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely. And they don't charge you a fee, by the way. There are people that charge fees for this. And I'm not talking about services like ours. There are companies out there that help with this.
We'll get you to the
university's financial aid office.
You can call up.
Kennesaw State,
Georgia State, Georgia Tech, Georgia.
There are other Any universities schools? Besides Kennesaw State
I don't
in the state
so.
Of Georgia?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll just make it
clear. But you can call them up and say, I'd like to make an appointment to talk with the financial aid office.
Right.
And they'll set you up, and you'll be treated like a prince or a princess.
Right.
Trust me.
I know we're running a little long here, Teddy, but just to go back to your point on the 401k, the problem with borrowing against the 401k isn't the 5 years you have to pay it back.
Uh-huh.
It's that if you lost your job, it's completely taxable in the year you're gone.
Okay.
So you either have to before you lost your job, you'd have to pay it all back, or you're going to end up owing taxes, and depending upon how old you are, if you're under 59 and a half, it's a 10% penalty.
Isn't
so you
it?
Could you end up losing half.
Yeah.
So it is problematic. All right. We'll see you next week. Take care.